Business. Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, Channel Radio and bizradio.co.uk. And this Tuesday, the 29th of August, with me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Bird.
We nailed it three times this time,
Bird. I'm loving it. It's We're awesome, so professional, aren't we?
Absolutely. Welcome back to the second part of the show. I've had a tweet from Networkers Networking. They are NN event number one on the Twitter. And they say, Paul, please tell everyone about the next Networkers Networking event coming up on the 12th of October. It's going to be in Yalding, and it's at the Kenwood Trust, which is a fabulous location. It really is a gorgeous location. And the details will be announced soon. So do look out for that. The Networkers Networking event is a fabulous event. It really is a good event. If you're thinking about going networking, if you're an experienced networker, if you're a networking organisation, it is the event to be at. Do get along to that. So that's the next one's coming up on the 12th of October in Yalding, and more details will be announced soon. What you got, Bird?
Oh, gosh. And this is Dear Business Bunker Radio. I quite like that when they ask, when they say dear. The Art Car Boot Fair, returning to the vibrant and artistic streets of Folkestone on the 2nd of September, taking place on the opening weekend of Folkestone Triennial. The one-day festival promises to be one of the most vivacious events of the summer art calendar. The Vauxhall Art Car Boot Fair takes place on Saturday, 2nd of September, the Harbour Arm, Folkestone, 12 till 4. Entry is priced at £5, so visit artcarbootfair.com.
Thank you. We've had a shout out from Andrew Knott of the FSB, who says if you'd like to talk to him about membership or to learn more about the FSB, you can contact him, and there's a mobile number, which is 07747114627. That's 07747114627. Or the easiest way is to follow him on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is A-Knott, A-K-N-O-T-T, and the number 2 and the number 0, A-Knott 20. Do give him a follow. We've also had a tweet from the lovely Chris Hyde from Cameliogenics, and Cameliogenics are a project management company. And Chris says, hi, Paul, could we have a shout-out, please? I'm in sunny Great Yarmouth today. So we got someone listening in Great Yarmouth.
Nice.
What's that? Suffolk, isn't it?
No idea.
Yeah, Suffolk, I think, isn't it? Somewhere up there, East Anglia. Yeah. Mm. Cool. So thank you, Chris. That's Cameliogenics. And Cameliogenics is their Twitter handle as well.
Well, apparently we've made NAG Recruitment chuckle very lively. Apparently so. So it's just by calling them NAG Recruitment. NAG.
NAG.
Yeah.
Andrew and the team over there are brilliant. I really do love them.
I like it when people start to connect with us and communicate with us via the tweets. So keep them coming.
Yeah, and we've had a tweet from All Health Matters as well that says they're listening in and wishing us a terrific Tuesday. So thank you for that.
And apparently I'm still loved, even though I'm too short.
Oh, you're a small package, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I'll tell you what, have you got an email to read?
I have. Good. Are you based in the borough of Ashford? Why not register your business for the Ashford Business Awards? The awards dinner takes place on November the 30th at Ashford International Hotel. For more details on how to enter, go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk.
Cool. Right, I've had a tweet from the Stove Hub, followed up with a direct message and an email and half a dozen other things. So let me try and get all of this out. The Stove Hub have said we'll have no fixed abode pop-up cooking at the Show Home Network launch event on the 17th of October. Could we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for the evening? So first of all, let me tell you about that. It's a launch event for a thing called the Show Home Network Group. And Joe Alsop, who owns the Stove Hub, has launched this group, and it's for people involved in interiors, home design, anything to do with the home and furniture and interiors and soft furnishings and all that kind of stuff. And they've got a launch event on Tuesday the 17th of October at 6:30. And it's taking place. There's Prosecco, apparently, nibbles and chat. Isn't that Indian food chat? Or do they just mean gossip?
I think yes.
Gossip, okay. I'm just checking.
Well, do you know what, right? Because I'm from Plymouth in Devon, we don't...
You're not my lover, are you? Are you really?
I really try not to say my lover.
Are you my lover?
Anyway, we think chat is a bit of a different thing from food anyway. If somebody's chatty, then that's not what they are. But carry on.
Okay, thank you for that.
Pleasure.
So, it's taking place at the Stove Hub, which is 86 King Street, Rochester. Now, let me just switch to my DMs, because I've got some more information now. And she says, sorry, Paul, I know you're about to be on air, but the tweet for the shout-out needs to direct people to the website. And the website is Show Home Network. But then she didn't put the rest of the... Now, that's a Twitter handle, not a website. Oh, dear. At Show Home Network. I'll tell you what, follow the Twitter handle, at Show Home Network, and they will have a website link there. Cool. Good. I think we got all that covered.
Well, Ethelbray have got back to us. So they have started from Basel to Amsterdam.
Basel. In Switzerland. Basel in Switzerland, yeah.
Currently docked in Koblenz. 85 degrees and wine flowing. Thoroughly recommend. And they've got stunning views. And they said, thanks for the shout out. This is what I love about what we're doing now with Business Bunker. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got someone living in, listening in Great Yarmouth. We've got someone in Turkey. We've got someone listening on a boat that's just left Switzerland and it's on its way to Koblensk, which is in Poland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Koblensk? Near Poland? Yeah.
It's cool.
Hey, what?
Look what we've done.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah. No one in Kent listens, of course.
No. Well, here's the longest email ever that you've given me. So the 5th Southern Modern Show is returning to Headcorn Aerodrome on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of September in association with Maidstone Model Flying Club. The show will feature a stunning array of model aircraft, helicopters, ships, tanks and other vehicles. Spectacular stunts and hundreds of breathtaking displays will be performed by an array of different scale models. And it's an amazing thing that they're doing. They've got paddle steamers to battleships. They've got lifeboats to submarines, a great range of water vessels. If you've got a model you want to sell or you fancy picking up a secondhand bargain, you've got to go along. It's a very popular bring and buy stand. Who knows what you might find? So everything is possible that you need for your models, aeroplanes, cars, boats, tanks, arts and crafts. This great event will take place at Headcorn Aerodrome, Shenley Road, Headcorn, and that's between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And you can visit headcornevents.co.uk or, guess what, here comes a number, 07769 683 345.
I got that.
Good.
Nice one. I've had a tweet from Replacement Light Bulb, and it says, we are the Replacement Light Bulb Company, and we do exactly what our name says. That would be Replace Light Bulbs then. Yeah. And it's very sunny in Brighton today. So they're obviously the Replacement Light Bulb Company in Brighton. Nice one.
Yeah, brilliant.
Good stuff.
So Natasha here at Split Second Events. Honestly, it's so rewarding to be listening to Business Bunker and love Vanilla Web Laugh at Business Bunker follows Have a Listen. Hashtag inspired. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natasha.
Natasha.
Yeah. She's cool. Also tweeted about the Stove Hub as well.
Yeah.
I'm loving to hear about interior design and all things wonderful at the Stove Hub. I'm currently renovating. She says, awesome. Cool. Nice one. Good.
It's good, isn't it?
It is. I've got an email here from Kent County Council.
You said that with love then.
Did I?
Yeah.
What, Kent
did
County
you
Council?
Mean to?
No, not really.
Oh, say it again.
Yeah, Kent County Council. don't start. Kent County Council is pleased to announce a further round of funding. This is phase five under the Innovation Investment Loan Fund, I3. The scheme primarily offers 0% loans between £100,000 and £500,000 to small and medium-sized businesses with the potential for high growth, the ability to create new jobs, and to demonstrate innovation within their sector stroke business. The loan can be used to develop new or expand existing innovative products, services, or processes that will lead to new jobs, deliver innovation and business growth. The Innovation Investment Loan is supported by the South East Local Enterprise Partnership's Local Growth Fund. Pre-applications can be made from Friday the 25th of August onwards, right up until Monday the 11th of September. If you want further information on these schemes or any resource for your business, please email business at kentonmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. That's business at kentonmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk.
And just saying, I've just looked at Twitter. So, David, you've put up some two things that are brilliant on there that people can go and have a look at. So it's the five generations living in the UK, how to speak to them about your business. So just go on to David Taylor's Twitter and you can see the two things. It's really important. That's really good.
And
the two articles.
His Twitter handle is?
At SavvySocialDT.
Fantastic. SavvySocialDT. Do check that out. And there's a couple of infographics that David's posted, both which are really good. Hey, there's a Women in Business lunch at Brands Hatch Place on the 21st of September. You'll hear a wide range of speakers covering all areas of business who will not only share their stories and experiences, but give an insight into what has worked for them and what didn't work for them. And more importantly, what you can take away and imply in your business. Now, there's two speakers at this event. One's tall and one's short. One of them's Ali Harold, who's a former dancer and singer, and who's quite tall.
It's very professional.
And the other one's Bird on a Bike.
He's very short. Too short to be a model.
We've now decided he's too short to be a model. Oh, you don't like this, do you? You're upset by this.
I was asked last week, Bird, can you go behind scenes and then we will need you to be a model, and now I'm too short. Very, very rude. Anyway, go on, keep...
It's guaranteed that you'll not only learn things that will make a difference, but you'll also have fun. No one wants to go to a dull event. We hope to see you at the next luncheon. It's only £29.50 plus VAT. It includes a two-course lunch and two fantastic speakers. And all joking aside, Birdie's a brilliant speaker. She really is good. And Ali Harold is really good too. So do get along and hear two of the best speakers around. And you can book your place by going to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
LinkedIn for Business. Using LinkedIn is a fantastic way of growing your customers and your business, giving you a huge competitive advantage. If you are not using it to its full potential, you are missing out on the huge benefits. And now is the time to generate more business and to be the expert, and the business will come to you. So Thursday, the 14th of September, 9:30 till 12:30. And that's at Westmorling. And go and have a look at their website, which is www.workshopskent.co.uk.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
We're going to speak to our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show two lovely young ladies. We have Wendy Benn and Nicola Caesar from Life Planning.
Protected Life Planning.
Protected
yes.
Life Planning. I nearly messed that up, didn't I? No, I did mess it up. Protective Life Planning. Ladies, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you. Why don't we kick off by you telling us exactly what Protected Life Planning does?
Okay, what we do is we want to protect as many people as we can with making sure they have their will professionally written. Only 60% of wills are actually going through probate at the moment with no mistakes in them and are not causing any problems at all. The whole point in getting your will written is to make sure that when you do pass, that your family is well looked after and it is as least stressful as possible. So the best thing you can do for them is to make sure your will is very well written, clear, and states exactly what you want.
Absolutely. I'm smiling for all kinds of heaps of reasons here. I recently lost my dad, and my dad was incredibly OCD. So not only did he have a will, he had on his desk was an instruction list for four pages, and it was entitled When I Die, and it pointed me where everything was. But I have to say, even though he was that structured and that well organised, it was still a faff. It was still difficult. And I want to come back and talk about this in a minute, because so many people just don't even have a will, professional or otherwise. Or
43%
even,
don't have a will.
Wendy, it doesn't surprise me in the least. And I want to talk about why that is and how that is and what we can do about that, because it's important. But I also want to come back to what Nicola was saying, because my dad wrote the will. And it was, you know, it was done by a lawyer and all the rest of it, but it was ridiculous. When I read the will about what he wanted, it was just illegal.
Yeah, it has to make sense.
Yeah,
it was. So many people will write their will or even ask a professional to write their will. And the professional person will not actually say, by the way, this won't hold up.
Yeah.
You know, there's no point in taking someone's money to do a service. Yeah. If that service isn't going to work, it's just unbelievable.
My dad had put in his will, right, that he didn't want to be cremated. He wanted me to take his body and bury it in the woods without telling anyone. That's what he wanted.
Oh, dear.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine me with a spade in the middle of the woods at night going, yeah, it's all right, officer, it's in the will, you know, no, seriously, yeah.
Do you find this has been a problem, though, where we've been given a pamphlet, you can go into, say, WH Smith's and you can buy, oh, look at your faces there.
It's such a problem.
I think wills. You rang a bell there,
exactly.
Bud.
and you can write your own wills because they teach you how to do it. The silence was deafening then, wasn't it?
No, sorry, Nicola, it's... W.H. Smith's wills, I'm not saying anything about them, but if you've got property or you've got a certain amount in the bank, have your will written professionally and written up and actually done and put where your children know it is. That's important as well. W.H. Smith's wills is for somebody if you want, my bank account, small amount is in there. I don't have any property. My bicycle is to go to my nephew down the road. That's going to work because it's not going to go through probate.
Interesting.
Sure. It's really interesting, isn't it? And when I first met Nicola and we started to talk, we met at a Networkers Networking event, did we not?
We did, a few months
back. And we started to talk about this and she was telling me what she did. And I really had just recently, like a few days before, lost my dad. So it was something that was really... apposite to me and fresh in my mind because we'd kind of been going through that. But the interesting thing is with getting your will done is that so many people just don't think about it.
They don't want to think about it.
They don't want to think about it. And it's not even something for old people, really, because anyone could be mowed down by a bus.
Can I just tell you my pet hate when people realise what
on.
I do?
Yeah.
They say... I don't need to get a will done. I'm not old enough yet. And I didn't realise that we are a certain age when we die. I mean, no one told me that.
Yeah, exactly. Really yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not dying yet. I'm not 102.
Not ready yet. Yeah, neither am I.
But we don't talk about death at all. I think for me, being a nurse, death has always been part of living. So even in my family, we're very open about what we want. We even laugh about songs and who's going to come in through the ceiling and the doves are going to, so it's part of that process. So if we spoke about it in a family as normal, this is what happens in life, then maybe we wouldn't be in this predicament in the way.
English, we are, as in Britain, it is a bit of a taboo subject, isn't it, talking about dying. But, meeting with me or Wendy or someone, in our company, it does give you the opportunity to open them doors with your family. And if it really does continue to be a taboo subject, we'll do a letter of wishes addressed to your executors or to your children. We're happy to store any information that you want to convey over to your children, relatives. So it's so important to let people know what you want.
I want to kind of explore this because you're absolutely right. It's a little bit like any form of insurance, really, isn't it? There are some insurances that the law insists that you have. So we all dutifully go and take those insurances out and try to get them as cheap as possible.
Our building.
Yeah, buildings or car insurance or whatever. And then there are some insurances that aren't mandatory. And so many people ignore them until the day that they wish they'd had it. And then, people have to understand this concept of insurance and wills, which are the same thing, in the same light, that something you have to have when you don't need it. That's the whole point, because you can't have it when you do need it because it's too late. But something more interesting to me, if you look at society now in the UK, we have huge rates of divorce. Most marriages no longer survive the full course of a marriage. And we have people cohabiting. And a lot of people don't realise that cohabitees have very few rights. Almost none whatsoever.
No rights.
So if you're not actually married and your partner dies, you don't automatically get a thing.
Nothing.
Unless it's in a will.
Yeah, it's so important. And it's so easy to do as well. It doesn't take an hour.
And it's not even that expensive, really,
is
it?
No, it's not at all. Yeah. It's not at all. It's the most important document you'll ever write in your life. Yet we don't do it. It just makes no sense to me.
In America, if you go into a hospital, they make you do a living will.
Yeah.
They make you do it. So why aren't we thinking that way over here is one of the documents that you actually do when you buy a house, when you just reach the age of 18, to have that knowledge now to get yourself a will and have that protection.
Funnily enough, and I know I don't want to bring it back to old people, but, there is a thing there. Shortly after I met Nicola, I did a show a week or so after with a chap called Leon Steer, who's the chief executive of a range of dementia and care homes. And I was talking to him, saying that I'd met Nicola and was talking about wills, and I asked him about it in his care homes, because obviously they're full of old people. And he said it's the amount they actually ask all of their residents if they have a will. He said, and very few of them do, and it's something they are really trying heavily to get them to do, because they see the outfall of this when one of their patients passes away and the family all arrive and a punch-up ensues over who's going to get what. It's outrageous, isn't it? You know, we should be celebrating the life of a loved one that's passed away, and what most families end up doing is squabbling over the baubles and the bits of glass.
Yeah,
and the
so
rest
true.
Of it.
It's not only that as well. The costs attached to not having a will when you die are quite astronomical. Mm. So if you don't have a will when you die, the probate, everything is going to be so expensive. Mm. You can, by spending a small amount of money now, within your will, you can also look after your inheritance tax planning as well. You know, in your will, if you set it out properly and professionally, then you are going to pay a minimal amount of tax as well at the end of it.
Can I ask you a question as well? Because I've kind of often thought about this. Once you've had a will done, what happens to it, and how does anyone know that it's there, if you see what I mean?
Okay, this is something that I've been talking about recently with Wendy, actually. Believe it or not, when your will is being stored, it's not always being stored safely, even with, you know, the higher tier of legal professionals.
Just so that you don't have to say this, the reason I asked that question is when my dad died, I knew where his will was, and I rang the lawyers, and they claimed they hadn't got a copy.
Exactly. We hear this all the time. Ourselves, we always store it in a secure, fire-safe, watertight lock-up. In a professional establishment. Mm. So that is really important. But there's also a website that you can store your will at, that's willregisters.co.uk.
Okay.
It costs £30, and we can do that for you, or you can actually do that yourself. So when you do die, if nobody knows where your will is, you just quickly pop their details into that and it brings it up for you. You can store the location of it. It's really important. And also what we do is we give you a little fridge magnet to stick on the fridge. So when you die, you can say to your children, "It's on the fridge. That's where my will is." If you don't want to have that conversation with, that's fine. They're on the fridge.
I like it.
Yeah.
In general, though, before guys like you with a professional service, what actually happened in, a relative popped their clogs? What's the process? What normally happens?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's absolute nightmare. You have to ring every will writing company, every lawyer, every solicitor, and everybody else to see if somebody. We get people all the time ringing, "Have you got a will for someone?" "No, we haven't. I'm really sorry." Because if we had it, you would know that. You wouldn't need to ring us.
Mm.
It's so important. If you're going to have a will done, you know, get it stored safely, professionally as well, and check where that is.
Mm.
You know, make sure it's not in a barn in Cornwall, because I've heard this too many times.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do make sure, you know, and even if you've had a will done, your parents have had a will done, just make sure it is actually there. If it was 10-20 years ago, so many establishments closed down, and they should send the will back, but they don't.
Yeah. No, that's incredibly true, and I know that from first-hand experience.
Here's the thing. How would I know whether the person that I'm going to is professional or not, and how good it is until they do it wrong?
It's a like hard
when,
one. Yeah,
yeah, it's like when somebody says, "Oh, have you got a good solicitor?" How would I know until the end result comes, until I've got the outcome?
Well, a good way is to make sure that the person writing your will is registered with STEPS, the Society of Trust and Estate Practitioners. That is a very good indication that they know what they're talking about, because unfortunately anybody can come round your house with a WH Smith's will. You won't know it is. They can fill in the blanks and charge you for that service.
Mm.
It's so important to make sure, for tax reasons as well on your death, it's so important to make sure that the person that's doing your will does know what they're talking about. Just because they're of a legal profession doesn't always mean that they're up to date with the legal side of it.
Okay, that's cool. Now, you guys aren't just will writers. Right, you help with estate planning well, yeah. And I know that you can't give out any nailed on legal advice. Well, I'm going to have a word later, but just in general, just run us over the services that you provide and what that means to people.
What
I always say to my clients, there's three. I've gone through a lot of hardship through my parents dying, disinheriting of my brother. My mother, my stepmother didn't have a lasting powers of attorney, so I do this with passion.
Mm.
So it's three things I always say to my clients to just to go through, that your children are going to be secure in the knowledge that everything is catered for.
Mm.
Basic will or a will trust, lasting powers of attorney, which is why you're living and you're incapacitated, unable to make decisions. Mm. And the one that we actually do use, a third-party company, is a funeral plan.
Right,
Stop the price of funerals today.
Right, okay.
So the services we do offer range from a basic will, discretionary trusts, guardianship trusts, lasting powers of attorney, but it's to sit with the client and see what they want and go through their needs rather than say, right, you need this, this and this. It's to see what they want.
Absolutely. And do you give any form of advice in the right time when, you know, you can say to people, look, you need to think about what your assets are and to whom you're leaving them and on what basis that you're leaving them?
Yeah, we do have a clause in our will reference, you know, drugs, alcohol, because the children, you know, if you are leaving a vast amount of money to somebody that may be on a rocky road, then we need to trust it for the executors to take over, trust it and wait until he's off the rocky road.
Yep, sure.
So we bespoke our wills. We don't just go and use any software.
You're just not filling in forms and ticking a box.
We certainly aren't.
Okay, cool.
We aren't. Yes, and we do go round to the houses. Nicola or myself will go round. And we're not there to take instruction. We're to listen and listen to people, what they want,
right,
and maybe go away and then come back at a later stage.
Mm. It's just. I mean, I've had a will for years. I've no idea where it is, mind. No, that's not true, actually, because one of the things you said earlier affected me. And it, when my dad died, it made me think about it. I wrote my will a long time ago. And the lawyers that I used, I suddenly realised, because I happened to know, because I knew one of the partners, which is why I picked the lawyer for, he'd retired and the firm had closed down. So I thought, well, I wonder what happened to my will. And I couldn't find it. So I had to start all over again because nobody had it.
Well, and it's really interesting because I'm sat here now going, oh my days, I need to do mine again.
Mm.
You know, it's very interesting.
And that's something I want to talk about as well, because when you do write your will, and all of us should. I mean, there's no, if you've got any assets, you know, unless you're 12 or something and, you know, you want to leave your conkers to someone, it's probably not necessary until you've got some assets. But once you've got some assets, it's important to write a will, because you never know when accidents or illness will strike. But of course, having done it, it's also worth reviewing, presumably, from time to time, because your circumstances change.
Secretary might have died.
Mm.
You know, you might want to, you have grandchildren, and you haven't actually written into your will, grandchildren living at my death.
Yeah.
So you've only named a grandchild.
Yeah.
So all the other grandchildren,
nothing.
Sorry, bye-bye.
Yeah.
And there's also in there now the whole idea about your digital footprint as well, about your passwords to all your accounts and who can get into them. Because if increasingly now, you know, if you die, who can access your online banking? Who can access your LinkedIn account? Who can access your Facebook page?
The bank.
It's how do you, you know, protect that digital footprint side?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting you say that. I know it's kind of moving off the subject a little bit, but it is something that's impacting a lot. I got a tweet from someone that was dead the other day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't a tweet. It was a Facebook post. I got a Facebook post from someone that was dead. It was one of these automated things that said, you've been friends, you know, for 10 years. No, I haven't, because they died 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And of course, because no one had access to shut their Facebook down, it's just sitting there.
We always leave someone a pack. So when they get their will, their lasting powers of attorney, or anything done with us, we leave them a lovely pack. And we always advise people to keep all their passwords and any keepsakes or any notes for anybody in that pack, even down to who your electricity's with,
right,
your water's with. Because it just makes your loved one's life so much easier when you've died.
It's amazing, isn't it, how difficult things can be.
£8 million was given to the government last year because people didn't have a will.
How much?
£8 million.
£8 million.
I would have thought it would have been more, though, wouldn't you?
No, because hunters have come out.
Right,
and so it's a bit like PPI. They're going to take a percentage, and they take a good percentage. But at least they're trying to find the relatives.
Mm.
So that's cut it down about 8 years ago from 100. I think it was 121 million. Down to 8 million, the air hunters are finding the relatives.
Mm.
But why do that?
I know, why take the chance? It's ridiculous.
£99, you can have a will done.
Yeah, it's crazy, really, isn't it? But it's people just think they're going to live forever, don't they? And until you can come to grips with that and think about it. And I suppose, you know, if you think about your children and your grandchildren, which is, you know, really who you're trying, and partners, obviously, who you're trying to protect. And there are so many things that you need to protect. And as I say, because society's changed so much these days, there are lots of things, you know, like bank accounts, for instance. If you and your partner have separate bank accounts, as the partner, you have no rights to access their bank account.
Which is why it's so important to have a lasting power of attorney drawn up. Which we can do, obviously, but, you know, it's important, even in a business as well. You know, if you're a partnership, like Wendy and I, and something happens to one of us, you know, there's certain things that I deal with that Wendy doesn't deal with and vice versa. So the fact that we have power of attorney with each other, we're never going to be caught short.
Sure.
And can I just mention as well, you know, on the subject of businesses, lots of people may be listening that have their will written. Is your business in your will? Because it's usually not.
Yeah.
Have you made it quite clear on a legal document that when you pass, where your shares are going to?
Yeah.
Because if you haven't, it's really, really important to do so.
And I know this isn't necessarily your particular bag, but it's something to think about as well. If you work in a small business or a business of any kind, really, where there's a major shareholder, so someone that owns a substantial chunk of the business, and they die and they leave the shares to somebody else, you're going to be working for someone that you don't know, and you don't know whether they're going to want to run the business or anything. So there are schemes, there are insurance schemes, uh-huh, where you can take out an insurance policy that actually pays out the value of the business to the inherited shareholder rather than transferring the shares. Yeah, if that makes sense. Yeah, so they don't get the business, they get the value of the business, which enables the business to continue without interruption or
anything. Yeah, we do organise that for people frequently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Especially cool. If they're not well.
Yeah.
So if I wasn't well, or Nicola wasn't well, I couldn't live without Nicola.
Yeah.
I'll be going to her bedroom every day going, get up.
Get better. Actually, you lay about.
Actually, we always think it's never going to happen to us, don't we? But I actually fell off a ladder last year and broke both of my legs and was in a wheelchair for 4 months. Thank goodness.
Hold on. Just a cotton picking minute here. How on earth did you do that, Nicola?
I don't know. Just complete stupidity, I have to say. It is a classic case of, I won't fall off a ladder and do anything like that to myself. You know, I'm much more sensible than that. Oh, dear. It didn't quite work out like that. But it,
poor thing.
Yeah, it really, really did hit home to me. And, you know,
I hope you gave her a good slapping.
I did.
Yeah. So, you know, it really does. It really made me more passionate about what I do, because for a split second there, you know, I could have been gone. So, and I've got children, I want to make sure they're well looked after. And that's what I do, that's what I'm here today for, that's what I get up every day for, is for my children. So I want it to go to them. Everything I do is for them. Yeah. You know, so it's so important to have that bit of paper written out.
Just very quickly, it's more people are now trying to protect their property with sideways inheritance. As you know, my brother was cut out of his will, my father's will. You know, there is a will trust now, which is called tenants in common, which you, instead of joint tenancy where it goes to each other, you split the ownership 50-50.
Yeah.
And then your 50% goes into a will trust, giving rights to live, right to occupy, right to move, right to loan to the other party until the second death. And that is what we are busy with at the moment.
Absolutely. And it all comes back to what I was saying about the change in cultural circumstances now. It's just, you know, there are so many different living arrangements. There are so many extended families. There are so many people that aren't married or whatever. And all of those have different implications.
I had that with my partner, Mark. Yeah. It's because we're not married and we must have something like that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what are the trends? What are the common themes that you're coming up with? What's I'm always curious about patterns of behaviour. What are you seeing at the minute?
Well, a lot of people are looking into will trusts, you know, because so many people are hearing, oh, a friend of mine passed away, their children never actually inherited half of the house because her husband met somebody else. And that woman was then entitled to half of the children's house. So, you know, by the end of it, the children never inherit. So we're really busy at the moment organising people's, the way they own their property to make sure that their children inherit what they are meant to inherit. This sideways inheritance is huge. Mm. And, it, you know, people are losing millions, thousands.
So emotive, isn't it?
It is. It's very emotive. And as both Wendy and Nicola have identified, there are different ways of owning houses now, you know, with tenancy in common and shared tenancy and shared ownership. There's so many different ways to own a house, and people don't think about it. They don't think about the ramifications of it. You know, they just look for easy ways to do things that are expedient up front. And also probably are quite often sold things without really fully understanding it. Yeah.
Nobody's listened to the actual clients and see what they want rather than just go in and say, you need this because they just want to just get their
work. Also, you don't know what you don't know. So if you don't know
that is such a big thing. Yeah. So true.
Why would I even come to you?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what we do. I mean, we do speak at WI, we speak at lots of different places just to try and make people realise the implications of what certain things you do have. You know, if you own a property jointly, people don't know. If you don't know that that's not a good idea, then why would you ever not do it?
Well, we were just talking, weren't we, in the break, and we were talking to David about who your target audience is and who to really go for. And actually, we were saying it's about that teaching people. So this is an ideal platform for you to be able to teach people and say, this is what you don't know.
Yeah. You know? Anybody that over the age of 18 should have a will in place because a will is your wishes after you passed.
Mm.
If you don't have a wish, who's going to know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it.
So it's really important, guys. It really is. And you need to think about this. And it's not, you know, if you get somebody professional to do it for you, they'll step you through all the things you need to do. It's not onerous. It doesn't take a long time. But you will, well, not you, but your beneficiaries, certainly, will thank you forever for doing that. And, you know, it's reciprocal as well, you know, because your partner needs to do one to protect you too.
Yeah,
and you need to do one to protect your partner and, you know, protect your children, grandchildren, or whatever else you want to do, and to protect your assets.
Have you have you ever had a really, really silly request? Like, I want my coffin to come down with doves and things like that, you know?
A little bit like the woods and just go and dig. I'm going to be buried in the garden. Okay, to go to the land registry. You need to go and get permission. So in 20 years, when they dig up for a new patio, they don't find skeletons and then there's a murder inquiry.
Yep.
You know, people go, no, I'm just going, it's my garden. I can do what
I'll do what I want. Yeah.
But after you've died, you're giving it to somebody else.
Yeah. It's somebody else's problem.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was interesting with my dad's will, because my mum got really upset. I mean, what are we going to do? It's in his will. I mean, you can't ignore it, you know, because there are certain things. You can't put something in a will that's illegal.
But I love the intention.
Yeah.
The intention's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, I was lucky. I managed to get him buried in a woodland cemetery, which was, you know, wasn't entirely what he specified, but it was as near as you could
Someone
do.
Someone went into the woods with a spade.
Yeah. Well, I went into the woods and I watched the bloke with a spade. So near enough, yeah.
But it's fascinating to me about this whole business side of it, because if you've got more and more and more self-employed people and then they have crowdfunding and then they have partners and stuff like that, and they're thinking, oh, I didn't think about the business. And again, they might have employees. The boss dies, they realise that that boss hadn't made any planning at all around the business and how that would affect their estate. And suddenly they realise that the whole business is potentially could go down the swanny because of that planning aspect. And I think, again, come back to what Paul was saying about how things are moving so fast now and the traditional ways of doing it. Oh, yeah, I don't need to do that. Well, you do now.
Yeah, you really
do. And that's why you need a professional to do it. Because you're just going to just make a complete mess of it if you do it yourself.
It's going back to what Brad said. You know, if you don't know, you don't know. So if you get a professional to have some advice from, then you do know. Yeah. And then you can do the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies, look, we could talk about this forever. It's an incredibly important subject. If people want to find out more about you and your business, how can they do that?
Okay, our Twitter handle is protected_life. And you can contact us at www.protectedlifeplanning.co.uk and also Facebook, Protected Life Planning.
Fantastic. Wendy, Nicola, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Do follow it up, people. It is so important. You really can't ignore this.
I'm going to know. That's really kicked me. Thank you so much.
No, I need to review mine as well. I've done mine a couple of times, but I can't remember what's in it anymore.
So you know where to go now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you've got it. That's it. Yeah, she's business.
She's collecting data. She's collecting data already. Yeah. Cool. Thank you, ladies, so much. Protected Life Planning, Nicola and Wendy. That's superb. I've got this message from Justin Dean. And he says, sorry, Paul, couldn't fit all of this on a tweet. So he's emailed it me. I'm enjoying the Business Bunker show today with you and Bird. Are you looking to bring your brand to life at your next event? If the answer is yes, then Creative Motions, live event filming and live streaming services are just the ticket. So if you go to creativemotion.co.uk/services/live-event-filming to find out more.
Love that.
Thank you.
How many people are putting on events now?
Exactly, yeah. That's great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good because not many people want to do live streaming, you know. I love that, Justin. Well done.
Absolutely. And I've also had a DM. I'm getting messages all over the place.
I haven't got any DM.
Yeah. Have you not?
Not.
I'll tell you the message I really want. Is when we all sit round, hold hands, and something out of the ether delivers a shout out for the show from beyond the grave. What do you reckon?
That sounds good.
Can we arrange that? Anyway, this is not that. This is from Natasha at Split Second Events.
Yeah.
And she says, Vanilla Web, I'm promoting a business called at BS2B. That's a Twitter handle, BS2B. They're there to help others in the workforce create more return on investment through self-awareness and mindfulness training. It's incredible what they're doing, and it's not-for-profit organisation, and they're creating a positive culture change. If you'd like to find out more, you can email us at info@bs2b, that's the number two, the letter B, bs2b.co.uk, or use the hashtag bs2brhere. BS2B, along with many in the industry, believe that a culture change is necessary. This essential change can be achieved by introducing self-awareness and tools of mindfulness that helps support mental well-being, improves relationships, and creates safer, happier working environments. And that's from Natasha at Split Second Events. That her Twitter handle is Split2NDEvents. Split Second Events. Get it? Split Second Events. Cool.
I got it.
Got it.
Neville Gaunt. Love this tweet. Neville, so thank you for this. Shout out, please, for all the people and businesses caught up in hashtag Hurricane Harvey, in hashtag Houston. Still not seen the worst. So there's your shout out, Neville. Great idea to give a shout out for that.
Fantastic. I've got an email here from Gillingham Football Club.
Whee.
If I can pick it up and
I'm
read it.
I'm going to be doing something with them soon.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. Here at Gillingham, we have a fantastic sponsorship opportunity that's become available. It's a Platinum sponsorship. It's a complete advertising package with VIP parking, a tour of the stadium, champagne on arrival, pre-match fine dining experience, half-time and full-time refreshments. You get to choose the man of the match. You can't keep him, though. there's director's box seating, a frames signed shirt and ball, and photos for your day. And all of this can be yours at discounted prices. If you want to find out more about it, if you email jnott@priestfield.com. That's jnott, K-N-O-T-T, at priestfield.com.
Well, this is, can you look? We're flying today.
We are.
I feel very professional today. Mm-hmm. Timber, a book for children. Angela Brigginshaw had a wonderfully fulfilling partnership with her guide dog, Timber. Having already written the story of his life, she knew Timber still had more to give. Angela's latest book, Timber, is for children. The book describes how Timber trained to become a guide dog, learnt how to behave, share, cross the road safely, eat healthily and keep his teeth clean. If only my dog would do this. Full of the most beautiful illustrations by Cassie Gregory, Timber can teach your children valuable life lessons too. And when you have read all about Timber's journey to become a guide dog, there are some beautiful pictures for you to colour, and it's available from timberstory.com. It's $5.99. Love that.
Fantastic. There's a LinkedIn for Business workshop on the 14th of September at 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at King's Hill, and that's being delivered by the lovely Jade Pluck. And you can book that by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the business events tab, and you will find a link to it there. What else have we got here? We've done the women in business one. me see. Oh, right, I've got this. This is a longie. So you were moaning about your emails.
Oh, come on, I've had bigger ones than that today. I have, am I? Isn't he giving me? You see it, don't you? Every week this is like it. Mm-hmm. Continue.
This is the Kent Scouts, and they're putting together an exciting expedition for 40 members to charter and crew a sailing vessel to the Antarctic. Okay? And they're doing that in 2021. You want to go, Bird? I'm sure all those scouts would love you.
I would love to do
something. You're the same
like
size. If you wore shorts and a woggle, I'm sure they'd not notice.
The way kids grow now, it probably isn't actually.
Yeah. They're probably all six foot five.
When
yeah.
They're about 10 years old.
They'll go, who's the cub? They're going in 2021 on the 100th anniversary of the Kent Scouts. And they hope to create this experience from 30 network scouts and 10 adult leaders. And they've called the whole thing the Request Expedition. As well as doing all our own local fundraising, we're contacting organisations and companies for financial sponsorship. And during 2017-2018, they have to raise more than £300,000. You can help us make this incredible dream and life-changing experience a reality. And there's some really simple ways you can get involved in this, Bird. You can assist those to achieve their ambitions by doing the following. You can purchase a prestigious Shackleton the Penguin badge. Right?
Yeah.
And you can get those on ebay.co.uk/ITM 2631393522227.
Okay. It's mad hearing it.
Yeah. You can follow us on Facebook, where you will find the link to the eBay to buy your Shackleton badge. Yeah, yeah. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and every share and retweet helps to get the word out. You can sell batches of badges. Just contact us and we'll send you 5, 10 or 25 badges which you can sell. You can become one of our Penguin supporters. You see the Penguin Perks sponsorship level. Every £20 we raise takes us 1 kilometre closer to reaching the Antarctic. The more you sponsor us, the more Penguin Perks you receive. So here's where you can find out all about it and buy your Shackleton badge and get your penguin and all the rest of it. You'd like penguins.
I love penguins.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Oh, it's going to happen. What?
Oh, well, some of them are the same size as you, aren't they? You could be a king penguin, really.
Can I?
Yeah, you could. Anyway, I've never noticed you particularly short. I don't know. But I'm on that now. You're not going to hear the end of that for a few weeks.
Sure. 5'3½.
That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's normal.
It is. Anyway, the expedition domain name and website is www.request2021.org.uk. The Twitter handle is request2021. The email is info@request2021.org.uk. And the hashtag is request2021. You can make donation checks payable to Kent County Scouts Council and post to Request 2021, Kent Scouts County Office, Lower Grange Farm, Grange Lane, Sandling in Maidstone, or you could donate online at virginmoneygiving.com/request2021. They are a registered charity. That is from Alan Noak, and Alan is the County Assistant County Commissioner for Scouts for Global Projects. And I have to take a little bit of credit here, because 2 years ago at Fruitworks, which is my gaff in Canterbury, we held a networking thing called Create. And it was a horrible Thursday evening in November. It was chucking it down with rain. It was freezing cold. And a hardy 20 people turned out for our networking event. Mm. And Alan gave one of the talks. And during the talk, he said he had a bucket list of things he wanted to do. And one of the things he wanted to do was visit the Antarctic. And right smack sat in front of him in the very front row of 20 people in Fruitworks in Canterbury, a bloke said, "My brother's the director of the Antarctic Station. If you'd like all the contact details, I'll give them to you in a minute."
I love it.
How brilliant is that?
That is beautiful.
How brilliant is that? Yeah. So, and in 4 years' time, they're going to sail all the way to Antarctica.
I just think, what an amazing, extraordinary journey for anybody concerned with it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And, of course, the penguins as well.
Oh, the penguins will love it. They'll have a whale of a time.
Scouts and
Yeah.
Their knees are going to get very cold.
Who, the penguin?
No.
Penguins don't have knees, do they?
Do scouts still wear shorts?
No. Huh. Sadly, I was a scout. I love the scouts. I was a scout, and I was the Führer of the famous Eagle Patrol. And I was in the first phalanx of scouts where they changed the uniform from shorts to long trousers. And I really objected. I like wearing shorts.
I was never into any of that. I was doing my gymnastics, so I never did scouts and beavers and whatever it
they're
is.
They're mixed now anyway.
Yeah,
aren't
exactly.
They?
Scouts. Yeah, there are.
There's all kinds. There's rainbow and all kinds of things now. And. Yeah. All kinds of stuff, yeah.
Who knew these things, eh?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Anyway, we're fast approaching the end of the show. So it just leaves me to tell you who's coming up later on Channel Radio. At 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Benaig with the Kent Creative Live Show talking about arts and culture in Kent. At 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, with 2 hours of music and celebrity interviews. At 7 o'clock, we have Joey Whaler with a rockabilly show. At 9 o'clock, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, focusing on the 1960s. And then, as always, on a Tuesday, we finish up with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, we finish off, as always, on a Tuesday night with the wonderful Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Bird on a Bike, and our guests, Mr. David Taylor, Nicholas Caesar, Wendy Bent. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with another show next week. Have a great week. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.